Dailies today on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacode and he is...
I'm giving this a good morning.
All right. Well, always a pleasure. I missed you yesterday. I just wanted to let the whole world know.
I don't work on Monday.
I know, but I just missed you. In fact, I called your name. I said, so we'll be... Oh, no.
You called my name.
I said, we're going to have Jimmy... Oh, yeah, he's not coming today. That's what I did. Yeah, you have a special effect on me.
Don't go there. This is Lent period.
Anyway, let's look at the papers this morning. Daily Trust has a very interesting headline. Uncle Jimmy, why do we have to start on this note?
No, it's okay.
Anyway, Daily Trust has a very important headline saying, Lagos police assures voters of safety amid threat messages. Now, they are also to arraign 5 persons for electoral violence.
Okay, we cannot deny where we are now.
Mm.
As far as the Saturday election is going.
Yeah.
And where we are in Lagos is a very, very dangerous place.
Yeah.
And I must say that a lot of our politicians are being completely irresponsible, in handling the campaign towards Saturday. I will never forget, it was Jonathan was the first Nigerian that I remember, first notable Nigerian that I remember, who said that my victory at the polls is not worth shedding a drop of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to handle the post. He lost, but he stayed an honorable man.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Atiku recently, who said that his victory again is not worth a drop of blood. And in a very matured move, and I will forever respect him for that, he decided not to go and campaign in Port Harcourt. So where am I going? The atmosphere, especially over the past 3 or 4 days, has been filled with the greatest hate I have never seen. And I am so ashamed.
Mm.
I'm so ashamed at this point to be called a Nigerian. And to narrow it down, I'm so ashamed to be called a Yoruba person at this point in time. That because we want to elect a governor.
Yeah.
It now gets, the revealing part though, is that you begin to see the real character of people around you. People you never thought would have that kind of hate in them. They are the ones forwarding these messages and all these things to you. You know, it's. I don't want to blame one part or blame the other, but we have the most irresponsible set of politicians that we ever had in this country. For anybody who was alive in 1966, anybody at whatever age, maybe those who read it as history, you know, we've banned history. We don't do history in schools again. Now we've banned, but we don't. But if you had any sense. In 1966, I was 10, and I was reading papers. This kind of hate that we see now is what led us to the Civil War.
Mm.
And this hate is full of ironies. I need to talk to the APC because they are the government in power.
Okay.
One. The governor needs to dissociate himself publicly from these hate speeches. His victory is not worth it. 2, the APC should realize in Lagos that they are the bulk, they are the base of the president-elect, Ashiwaju Ahmed, who has a national assignment. If you start this kind of process locally in Lagos, how does it help this man who is facing various pressures and trying to get him, because his president-elect, the job has started.
Hmm.
So if you start this thing that you're doing, how does it help your principal leader who is trying to find his feet at a national level?
Uncle Jimmy, you're talking about the governor disassociating himself from this, but then you know that there's a picture that's making the rounds that has an aide of the governor carrying placards that have sensitive things written on it.
It's not sensitive things, it's hate speech. I saw it.
Yes.
It's hate speech. It's hate speech. There's no, you don't need to cover
how,
it.
How is he going to disassociate himself from this?
No, look, I just didn't want to. I'm trying not to, because the usual thing would be, oh, they'll start all over again. Mm. He doesn't like the government. And I tell, look, I have said it over and over again. I understand the panic the APC and, you know, the governor's people, but the governor is being ill-advised. Your opponents are not Igbo people. Your opponents are the young guys out there, those, and they are in numbers. And these people, these kids are colorblind. They are colorblind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your opponents are mainly the young people, and they're very determined, and the elites. Because the perception is that you've made life a bit difficult for them. And there are enough examples that I can quote. So how you are going to change those people's minds before Saturday is something you need to look at. It's major, it's not anything to do. And people misunderstand Labour Party as an Igbo party. The truth is that, I'm sorry, I'm not using this word in a derogatory manner, but there is really no Labour Party. It's a convenient place to convert.
Mm.
The gentleman who's running on the Labour Party ticket actually is a PDP man. He was supposed to have been deputy to
Jandor. You're looking for trouble, Uncle Jimmy.
No, these are facts. He was supposed to have been deputy to Jandor.
Mm.
Right? He was supposed to be deputy to Jandor. So it's not, you know, because part of what I've fed a lot of these things, they will take over Lagos. If you look at the structure of the Lagos Party itself, it is a movement, and the obedient movement is not Igbo. So, before we go into all that, I'm going to plead with the governor one to publicly dissociate himself and do a kind of reconciliatory broadcast to the... Mr. Sanwo-Olu, your victory is not worth this. It is not worth it. We have lived together in this country in spite of a civil war. We've lived together to start all these things. To start all this. And let us even look at the modern world. Nobody owns anywhere anymore. The sea of war starts from the 6x4 that you have. This idea of we own the town. Nobody owns any town. It's current residents that own the town.
Mm.
That is the bottom line. And that's why today you would peacefully have a PM of Indian origin, you know.
In the UK.
Prime Minister of the UK, and it's accepted. The world has changed. The mayor itself is of Indian extraction. America had an African, it's a direct Kenyan.
Mm.
So don't let's get ourselves worked up in all these things. We've lived together, and then if you now get down to the brass tacks, because I've seen those who want to get there, we must get our state back, we must get our state. The irony is that how many of the people talking are actually Lagosians?
if we want to go into the history now.
If you want to go down to the brass tacks,
mm.
I'm not even sure Mr. Sanwo-Olu is a full-blooded Lagosian, but it doesn't matter. I remember telling Governor Ambode, you know, when he was going to run and they were saying whether he was from Ekpe or not, I said, look, Mr. Ambode, let me be honest with you. The world is changing. The young people are colorblind. They are a mixed bag of name it. As we speak, my children have... I'm a Lagosian. My children have Asaba blood in them. They have Cotonou blood. They have, if you are to dissect them, the world has changed.
Yeah.
And it is not worth killing. But let me sound a note of warning. And I am glad that the police are assuring people. If we do not handle this election on Saturday well, there is going to be what you call a day after.
Hmm.
When you wake up on Sunday, what kind of state do you want to wake up to?
Yeah, are you
going to be able to now hug your neighbor and say, because I spoke to one gentleman yesterday, and he was telling me, who ironically, his wife and children are of this person, and he was telling me, I'm a politician. Politician doesn't mean a responsibility. A politician should be patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to set the state on fire?
I think it's ridiculous because you want to set that same stage you want to leave on fire.
And I'm begging the APC people is that, look, okay, so everybody knows I wasn't too keen on Ashiwaju being president because of his health condition and many other things. But he's now the president-elect. And if he succeeds, we succeed. And I believe that the APC should know all eyes are on Lagos. And don't forget, it's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
What says that we might not even have a, we could have a re-election, all kinds of things. So if you want to help your principal too, and I hope someone will pass the message on to him, to tell everybody to chill, let people vote. You have a bigger fish to fry upstairs.
At the national level.
Leave these crumbs of Lagos to other people. I wish us all good luck.
Mm.
I'd like us to be responsible. Please, 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 I'm pleading with everybody, don't send me any hate speech.
You need to go on Twitter and see how much hate.
No, I've seen, they can do it there. I'm not even looking at that. But anyone sent to me, I'm forwarding straight. Because let me tell you, if you get hate speech and you don't report to the authorities, you've broken the law. One thing, Mariam, before we move on, that I've noticed is that people have no regard for breaking laws. But what they don't understand is that in this kind of situation, if you send any messages and it's traced back to you, it might not be a Nigerian thing, oh.
You might be used to set
go
an example.
And ask the Rwandans that were caught one by one,
oh.
One by one in their hundreds and punished severely. So please, let's all be responsible. It's not worth it. There's nothing to fight over.
Absolutely nothing
to fight over. Let's all go there, cast our votes, and
may the best man win.
May the best man win.
All right, let's look at banks. This one is for still from the Daily Trust. Banks pay old notes in Kano, Abuja, and Ibadan. Well, I've not seen any money in Lagos.
And I will explain why. I heard your listeners went into a big panic yesterday.
Mm.
You see, there is something called process in governance. It's called process. Process means that you must cross the T's and dot all the I's.
Yes.
You must. Okay, so the Supreme Court gave a judgment, was it on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no work on Saturday, there's no work on Sunday. Work would have started yesterday. Okay, it's yesterday, the CBN has to cross-check a few things, make sure that everything is tidy, legally, cross-check with the Attorney General just in case. And so I assume that by yesterday afternoon, instructions would have gone out. So from today, I'm hoping, because what they're saying now is they're paying old notes. And this story here says that some of the banks are now paying old notes that were deposited with them. So everybody should calm down. I think by this time tomorrow,
more money might come in.
Tomorrow morning, it would have eased up.
Mm.
This story says that they're already paying old notes in Kano, Abuja, and Ibadan. And it says Daily Trust checks yesterday showed that Guarantee Trust Bank were disbursing old 500 and 1,000 naira notes. I'm sure some people will now rest there now. However, some others like Polaris Bank, Zenith Bank, and First Bank in Abuja and other cities were yet to commence compliance. A staff of Polaris Bank told the Trust reporter that we are paying out the old 200 naira only as we do not have any new directive on what to do. They would have gotten that directive later yesterday evening,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Hmm.
GTB said they received a directive from their manager to begin paying old notes in their vaults. That's some old notes.
Okay.
And the problem is that taking the old notes from customers will require a CBN form. There's no CBN form. Once it's legal tender from now till that time,
it's legal tender.
A bank customer in Ibadan who gave his name as Habib said GTB Bodija in Ibadan paid 500 naira old notes today, and he confirmed that.
Yeah.
But the Daily Trust reports yesterday that most banks in Lagos were shut. Okay,
yeah.
And their customer observed that many banks, their customers were at the banks to make transactions yesterday morning, were disappointed as they were denied access. I think the banks should open up today.
Mm.
In fact, there's a law that mandates the bank to be open up during banking hours.
Yeah.
And they should follow it. There's nothing to fear.
Yeah.
If you manage it very well, I know one or two banks that manage it very well.
Yeah.
You'll be able to accommodate.
Somebody called this morning saying that at 1 p.m. the bank was already closed and, you know, he couldn't get
No, they should run till 4 p.m. now that
the directive has been sent.
And there's a story here that just caught my eye. Sorry,
yeah,
if
yeah.
I'm making credit. Mm-hmm. And it says the DSS joined social media.
They joined Twitter yesterday. God, there was a lot of buzz.
Really?
For the DSS. They were welcomed by a mob.
But let me again, please, for the umpteenth time, let me tell you, forwarded messages can be traced. So please, please, please be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't send any to me, okay? There was one that was sent to me that I just forwarded to the appropriate quarter. Don't send. I don't want to get into trouble. You know, more so since I don't even believe in most of these things. What I believe is let us as individuals go work and up. At the end of the day, most of the people who are parading these things, they are contractors and whatever.
Yeah.
What does it do to me who owns Lagos or not? I can't go beyond the little 2x4 that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are social engagements for history books and so on and so forth. The world has changed. So please, I beg of you, don't send me in any manner. Don't send me any. People are tearing themselves apart. Classmates, friends, family, husband and wife.
For what?
For what?
Doesn't even make sense. Doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing. But I think that we should learn from the Rwanda situation. I think that's
yes.
the biggest teacher.
Yes.
Because it starts little by little like this.
See,
propagating hate against one another.
Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at sometimes like you belong to a group, even in office groups, if you see some of the things that are coming at you, you'll be saying to yourself, oh my God, is that who this kind of person is?
It's crazy.
And I must tell you, in all honesty, I'm suddenly frightened. It's like you don't know people until times like this. And it's very, very sad.
It's really sad.
It's not worth it. Let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not. And even to the politicians across the board, your victory is not worth life. Because this, if care is not taken, will lead to violence. And if care is not taken, there will be the day after, which could be worse than the day itself.
And we need to guard against that. And that's why we're here. That's why we're having these conversations. All right, let's move away from that. Let's see this. This says, protests won't give you victory. Tinubu, obviously, to Atiku, because presidential poll, Atiku Tambuwal lead PDP's protest to INEC. And the president-elect is saying it won't give you victory. Our allegiance to Nigerians and not parties.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat the advice that I gave to Ashiwaju yesterday, that he needs to put together a media team that will handle the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Ashiwaju is now the president-in-waiting and is the president-elect. That is just a breath away from the president, and now he should start acting like one. Tambuwal and Atiku went on a protest yesterday. He shouldn't have bothered making any comment. He shouldn't have. He should have resisted, you know. He now has to show statesmanship. I wish someone would tell him. He shouldn't have. You don't get involved in these things. If people protest, even if it's against you, at the very worst, any time anybody should ask you at this time about their protesting, it is their right to do so.
Constitutionally, yes.
Oga, you are not the president-elect. You are not an aspirant. You are not a aspirant or candidate.
Mm.
You are now the president-elect. So my advice strictly is very quickly, Excellency, you need to put a quick team together to handle the peace. You've won the battle. Now you have to win the war.
Mm.
Winning the war, we say you've won the battle, but you haven't won the war. Is that okay? You've won the election, but you have to handle the peace.
And Nigeria is in a fragile state, so you need to,
because you are the president. And let me tell you, the most important function in any presidency is the spokesperson. It must be matured, must be level-headed, must be strategic.
Mm.
Okay, and must be seen. This is not a time you have a three-man whatever, like the current government.
Like what we have now.
What we have now. You can see it didn't work too well. It wasn't too tidy.
Mm.
There can only be one captain in the sea, or one commander on the deck.
Mm.
The chief of naval staff will be in his office, but there can only be one commander on the deck.
Mm.
Have a level-headed, matured spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that will go and lie on CNN that something happened somewhere where it didn't happen.
I can't believe you remember that.
I remember that. No, because you see, and also to be fair to the handlers, they are not experts in this job. They're just journalists like me.
Hmm.
You need people, somebody very perceptive.
PR experts.
PR experts, matured.
Hmm.
You know,
hmm.
And so that's my advice to them. He didn't need to react to. It's within Atiku's right to protest.
Yeah.
In fact, had he not said anything, he probably wouldn't have made front page. You need to think these things out properly. Yes, make front page. So that is my reaction to this. And of course, it is nice to see Atiku for once on the Aluta. Make himself known as a baby. I wish they had tear gas. That's a joke.
So you understand our pain. Okay. Finally, because we're almost out of time, banks must address poor digital services. I hear everybody saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
If you suffered this weekend. Yes.
Yes. Yes. This is digital services. I was owing somebody yesterday and I don't like, you know. So I had to keep calling every 30 minutes. Please, oh, I'm waiting. And the person on the other end was embarrassed. That, okay, Mr. Disu, we know. Yesterday was hell.
I can imagine.
To transfer, it was hell.
Yeah, yeah. And the apps just kept going
but
up
the truth
and down.
Is, the truth is they're in a bad place.
I don't...
It says here, sorry, one second. It says here that most of their staff have left the country.
Well, the tech guys, yes.
The tech guys, yes. It says here that they've left the country. So they have a very quick thing to do if you're going to run to Ghana to bring in some techs or bring in some Nigerian
techs. We have them. They should just go to Yaba. There are many.
Really?
We have our own Silicon Valley, yes.
Is Silicon Valley Yaba or Ikeja?
I think it's Ikeja.
I'm terrible. You don't even know where it
is. My geography of Lagos is terrible. But I think the banks also have not witnessed this heavy traffic on the online platforms, you know, and that's what's also weighing down on the system.
And guess what? Somebody passed a comment yesterday that set me thinking.
Hmm.
I don't know how you'll take this one, but let me just crack it. I'm loving you. I mean, people at home.
Uh-huh.
It's an expensive joke, but I'll try it anyway. He said, if you are getting this kind of technological failure from the banks, why are you then blaming INEC?
Oh, please.
I'll take it.
Oh, please.
I see you at
night. INEC's not getting let down easy on this one. No. You see, the banks didn't promise us heaven and earth.
Calm down. I said it was. I gave you notice.
I know.
I said it was an expensive
deal. I know.
So you should have been ready.
I do, there's no buffer for INEC. All right. Jividish is going to be back at 9. What are we talking about today?
I don't even know yet. When we get to that bridge, we'll cross it.
It's the first.
yeah, because I'd like to talk about all these things going on in Lagos now, but I want to be very careful and I'm trying to work out in my head how best to approach it. But that's what we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And because we must quell it.
Yes, we must.
We must quell it. Everything we must do to quell it is not healthy for anybody.
Absolutely. And nobody wants a divided Nigeria. We need our Nigeria to be together in one piece. And like I said earlier on, it's not worth anybody's blood.
And it's even dangerous at the time when you're moving towards changing government.
Mm-hmm.
And more dangerous that it is the home base of the president-elect. We need to think of this. The parties need to think of these things in its totality. Not just for Saturday to come and go. Whatever
what
we do on Saturday, what happens on Saturday is going to happen for the next 4 years.
Oh, yes.
Minimum.
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, let's try our best to stay together and watch our statement. Well, thank you, Uncle Jimmy, for being here.
Yes.
We'll go for a break. When we come back on the other side of the clock, we'll be joined by lawyers to look at Beavers and INEC's praying the courts to allow them access to the Beavers for reconfiguration reasons only. We'll get to break that down later on. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio, 99.3 Nigeria Info.